You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast. And I have to say that I am super excited to be here. And you know why? Because I feel really good right now. Now, if you listen to the previous episode, I talked about how I tried to record an episode a while back and I was so scatterbrained. And I was even going to call the episode something along the lines of being scatterbrained. Now, this is common to feel this way, as far as scatterbrained. And that's because we take on a lot. We take on a lot. So you're not alone in that. You're not alone in trying to manage and juggle and take on and organize and let go and try to be perfect and try to, you know, be the best parent. And, you know, you have all these roles and yet you want to feel balanced and yet you don't want to feel like you're going insane. And yet sometimes you feel like you are going insane and you don't want to be judged and you want to seem like you have it all together. And yet simultaneously, maybe you want others to feel like, hey, you're just human. And it's okay to not be perfect. And so it's this weird dichotomy. It's this weird duality. It's this weird ebb and flow, this back and forth, this same coin, but two different sides. And blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. And so here's the message. It's just going to be that way. You have to see that this human reality is just that. I mean, it's back and forth. I mean, daily. I mean, within a certain 60 seconds of your day, 1 minute you could feel totally on top of the world. Everything is just flowing. You're thinking of positive things. And then, I mean, 3 seconds later, someone interrupts you. A thought comes in and you're like, where the hell did this thought come from? You might not even recognize that the thought's throwing you off, and all of a sudden you feel agitated and now you're taking it out on your family. And so it's this constant repetition of, okay. Now, as I'm doing this, if you could see me, I'm doing like the infinity symbol, right? And so as above, so below. So I emphasized this in my last episode as well. So if you didn't listen to it, I do encourage you to go back one episode and listen to this. As far as aligning with the higher self, especially as a human being, this is essential. So as within, so without, so basically internal, external, in the mind, as well as outside of the mind, internally, as well as externally, what you're feeling inside is reflected outside and vice versa. So the law of correspondence, the law of correspondence. So we learn, or maybe this is the first time that you're learning this. So this is what spirit wants to talk about, right? So this is what I'm talking about. This is what spirit wants me to tell you because I'm in the flow. Here we go. This is fun. I've got my eyes closed. I'm ready to go. And so I'm actually recognizing now, I'm actually kind of out of flow now that I'm recognizing that I was just in flow. And that's the state of being, right? And so you recognize that you're in flow and now you're out of flow. It's like when you're dancing, right? You're dancing and you're grooving and you feel freaking fantastic. And then all of a sudden you recognize that you feel fantastic and you feel great and you're in your groove. And then that kind of gets you out of your groove a little bit. You're like, oh, damn, now that I recognized it, now I'm a little off. And so the damn mind gets in the way. So it's like the observer and the observee, right? So it's in the yogic mind, the yogi mind of the monkey mind, right? And so the monkey mind comes in, the thing that disturbs the flow. So there's the thing that's flowing, and then there's the thing that disrupts the thing that's flowing. And so we have to deal with the thing that disrupts the flow, because that's part of us and that's part of this experience. And so when we have a little bit more control, per se, we have a little bit more awareness of the thing that disrupts the flow, whether it's ourselves or an outside thing or an outside source that disrupts the flow, we need to recognize that. We need to kind of reel ourselves in and say, okay, I'm observing that I'm being interrupted. I'm observing that whatever the hell this thing is, it has disrupted me. It has interrupted me. It has interrupted the flow. And so oftentimes that's the thing that really agitates us. That's the thing that gets in the GD way. It could be like you're working, and whether you want to be working or not, you're working and you got to get it done. Or maybe you're in this blissful state and all of a sudden, like, your cat meows or your kid tugs at you or someone knocks on the door or a loud car goes by and damn it, we're being interrupted. And so you might have the patience of, I want to say, like a prince. I don't know why I want to say that, or a princess. I don't know why Spirit wants me to talk about that, but you know, you might have the patience of just an angel, right? Like, oh, everything. Oh, okay. And so that's wonderful. So you probably have a little bit more hold on this idea of recognizing I'm being interrupted. Now, if you tend to get super agitated, or you get angry, or you are huffing and puffing and you're kind of jarred more rather than it flowing in and out of this awareness, and when you're being interrupted, right? So that's what we're talking about. When you're a little bit more jarred, you're not so patient, right? And so what can you do? You can just, okay, the fact that you're listening to this, that's going to help you. So when you're allowing for yourself to become more patient, it's essential, really, because when you have this jarring effect, it throws you off. It's like you're in body and out of body, in body, but it's very jarring. But when you become aware of it, it helps you maintain that flow state, okay? So you may still be interrupted, but with the awareness, with the patience, with the practice of this, you don't have to be abrupt. The energy doesn't have to be so, you know, it can just be like, it can remain in flow. As far as the feeling of going back and forth. And so what this is going to do is, I go back to the law of correspondence, as within, so without, above and below, the in, the out. And so it's this easy waving back and forth, right? It's not like this huge stone that just gets plopped into the ocean. Instead, it's like this light feather that gets dropped onto the ocean, right? And so it's still a subtle interruption, right? It's still a subtle wave that's going outward. So whether it's a feather or a huge boulder, it still creates a wave of energy. It still creates something that wasn't there before. And yet it's not so necessary to get so jarred, right? It's not so disruptive. It's not so, I'm trying to think of another word. It's like, this is where sometimes Spirit like gives me these visuals, and so it's kind of like it's not so much of a stabbing feeling into the body. Instead, it's just like a little touch. It's as if instead of someone like poking you or pushing you, instead it's someone like gently whispering your name, right? And so you notice the difference. So as you practice this awareness of not being so jarred, so recognizing, okay, even if it scared you, whatever that interruption is, you can say, okay, oh, that scared me. Okay, now I'm feeling it in my body. My heart rate was up. I can feel tingling in my body. So the more awareness of the body, right? Okay, I'm gonna take a deep breath. All right, whether that was annoying or I'm angry now, or hey, that wasn't so bad. Now you can maintain that flow, right? So the more practice, the better it gets. And this is going to give you more control of what you're seeing in your environment, all right? So now I'm also getting this vision of like being in an unhealthy situation, right? And so if your system, if your body and your mind is being jarred often, now I'm not talking about accepting that if you're in an unhealthy situation, right? I'm not saying, oh, accept this and be a more a doormat, or be ridiculed or demeaned. I don't mean that. Okay, so that's a different situation, right? That's a whole nother story for another time. But instead, it's recognizing that you have the control to change the situation, change the environment. Sometimes it takes a little bit of jarring to really set your system. Okay, so to really make a move, to make a big move, right? And so I'm going back to the notion of like, when you know, you know. Right? When you know, you know. When something's not right, when something doesn't feel right, when something needs to change. And it doesn't have to be this jarring experience. Maybe there's been enough jarring experiences to where when you know you need to make a change, it's actually going to feel rather calm. You know, you're going to walk away in a very calm manner. You're going to say, okay, I don't need to be affected by this anymore. I don't need to let this person, this relationship, this scenario, this job, this career, this environment, this building, I don't need to let that jar me anymore. I can walk away calmly. I can change the situation calmly. I can have control over the state of flow that I'm in, over this calm feeling. And also, what would be helpful is to ask for this to be easier for you. So if this is something that you really, really want, you can ask for assistance of whatever it is that you believe in, whether that's your angels, your higher self, your spirit guides, your angels. I said that twice, so maybe that resonates. Consciousness, God, even your little animals, your spirit animals. You can ask for assistance. And you'll notice that will help you as well. That will help you transition even more, even easier. So this gives you greater hold on your reality. And so when you're ready to make changes, when you're ready to walk out the door, when you're ready to have patience, when you're ready to look at the person or the being or the child or the animal, when you're ready to experience them differently, however that looks and feels to you, whatever your goal is, that will take place. It will take place. You'll start to see things differently and you'll be able to move about in the way that doesn't have to be so jarring anymore. Because I'm hesitant to say this, but I'm gonna say it anyways. As a human, this is all about growth. This is all about aligning more with your spiritual side, spiritual development, personal development, self-awareness. This is not about perfection. You know, it's about being human. And it's about knowing that, this is the part that I was hesitant to say, and I don't know why, but knowing that you deserve to feel this balance, this calmness, this, okay, I can handle this, I can do this. So there you have it. There you have it. So it's up to you. You can make it happen. If this was helpful and you feel drawn to working with me, please reach out. All the links are below. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.